From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Glynn County is seeing some damage from Hurricane Dorian, including downed trees and limbs, damaged signs, and power outages. But Alec Eaton with the county's Emergency Management Agency says it could be worse.
What started off the potential of being extremely bad has shifted our way to possibly getting out of this with very minimal damages.
As of this hour, more than 9,000 Georgia Power customers are in the dark, with most of those outages happening in Chatham County. And Governor Kemp has ordered Contraflow to end on I-16. That means eastbound lanes will be back to normal. But Georgia DOT Commissioner Russell McMurray says for now, that should be used for storm recovery and first responders, not people trying to return home.
We have crews that are pre-positioned that will be in Waycross, Jessup, and Statesboro that will be ready to activate and reopen roadways as they may be blocked by downed trees as they get ready for the reentry.
McMurray says several crews will be out checking bridges as well once it's safe to do so. And a few dozen people spent the night at the Savannah Civic Center to ride out Dorian. The city's mayor announced it was a shelter of last resort yesterday afternoon. Anna Marie Powell took shelter there with her two daughters.
Took the opportunity, got a ride here. So we're like, all right, I guess that's God's way of saying, here you go. It's time to go now.
Powell was worried about trees falling on her home. The former high-ranking Atlanta official has pleaded guilty to wire fraud and filing false tax returns. Larry Scott, who resigned last week as the city's contract compliance officer, entered the pleas in federal court yesterday. The charges show that Scott didn't disclose more than $200,000 that he received from Cornerstone U.S. Management Group, which he incorporated along with Crystal Reed, the sister-in-law of former mayor Kasim Reed. Scott faces a total of up to 21 years in prison.